Oh, Steve.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me all right?
Sure. Why don't you go ahead and start us off with some opening remarks about today's race?
Well, first of all, I think you've heard it, you know, many times, but sincerely appreciate all the frontline workers, especially in this area, allowing us to come back. Kerry Tharp and his team did a great job. Things actually went smoother than we could have expected, getting all the teams in, and inspection went well. So all in all, really good day for the sport. Excited to be back. Hopefully the fans enjoyed it on television. Surely a little odd not having fans in the stands, but I know that the fans were with us in spirit for sure. I can't hear Matt.
Matt, mirror.
Yeah, yeah. If you have questions, please raise your hand in the window. We're going to start with Jordan Bianchi from The Athletic. Go ahead with your question, Jordan.
Hi, Steve. You kind of touched on it a little bit, but how did things go this morning? Was everything as smooth as you anticipated? And for Wednesday, anything that you have to kind of tweak or, you know, change a little bit, or everything stay as is?
I certainly wouldn't say it'll stay as is, because you can always learn. But, you know, we've got a meeting tomorrow to download on everything. But from everyone we talked to in the garage area, the entry process went incredibly well. Everybody was here on time. The cars were out and through inspection. The 18 had an issue, but in terms of everybody getting through inspection, the flow working well, the plan working well, I think everybody found their groove, didn't have to tell anyone or remind anyone to wear a mask. I think the industry really came together and did a tremendous job to enable us to get to the race. You know, I think it just felt a little odd with the garage area, because it was so scaled down in terms of personnel, but all in all, I thought it went really, really well.
Thank you.
Our next question will go to Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Go ahead, Bob.
Thank you. Steve, so what now? What are the procedures are you asking drivers and crews to do? And what action will you take if you find out if any have a fever going forward?
Yeah, so what now is the same that's been in place prior to us even going back racing. So this wasn't a let's just show up at Darlington and race once and then we'll figure out a plan. The teams are all aware of what they need to do. Most, if not all, the teams have a road crew that is separate. I talked to Chad Knaus this morning. He has not even been in his shop, hadn't even seen the car till they unloaded today. So the drivers will be in the same boat, self-isolate. They will report, anyone will report any symptoms to us through the roster. We'll be able to track that. And then we'll also have another go-around when we come into the track on Wednesday, when I'm talking about just Cup, to do this all over again and make sure everybody's racing in a safe environment.
And if I can follow, you had everybody fill out forms. You asked if anybody had tested positive for COVID-19. Can you give us any indication of numbers of people who said they have had the disease?
I'd have to check with John Bobo. Not sure about that, Bob, but I know that our doctor at the check-in cleared everybody and was 100% confident we were in a good place to go racing.
Thank you.
Our next question will go to Dustin Long from NBC Sports. Go ahead, Dustin.
Steve. I just want to know if you get a sense of what the vibe was like today. Obviously, this is a work day, so in one sense, I understand it's business as usual, but this wasn't a usual day. And also, I think you had a video earlier just about earlier in the day of Jim France getting on the PA system. Can you kind of talk a little bit more about what he said and why he was there? I guess he's essential as the CEO, but in essence, why he was at the track today?
Yeah, well, I'll address the first one head on. He's our chairman and CEO, and he went to the PA outside of the track, was never in the infield for one sole reason, and that was to thank the entire industry for all the work for getting us where we were together. So I applaud him for doing that. I think it was a big hit in the industry. As far as the vibe in the garage area, I think everybody's spirits were really, really high. They all knew the effort that this took collectively to pull this off. This was not easy, but everybody came together in a real spirit of collaboration. It was odd, just with the limited amount of people here. When you look up in the stands, you certainly miss the fans and that vibe and the energy. Even the music that was playing in the garage area doesn't do it justice, but I think the participants were able to create kind of their own positive vibe, knowing this was a big day for the sport and knowing it was a day that we could showcase the sport to a live television audience and hopefully give some people a little bit of joy to watch them racing.
Thank you.
Our next question will go to Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, you touched on a little bit as far as the oddness, but I was wondering, I mean, was not having the fans the oddest part? What was the one moment where you thought to yourself, wow, this is really different and strange?
That's a good question, John. I think the first part was just being in the garage after it was open. And you look around when we knew that we had the full capacity from a roster standpoint, and how small that looked in terms of the personnel. And then when you got up to race control, you know, there was probably about an hour or so when everything was done. The cars were ready, just waiting for the drivers to come out. Almost an eerie silence, getting ready for the race, certainly built up anticipation. I think we all got up to race control about 45 minutes earlier than usual, just because we were ready to go. But I'd say that was the biggest thing, just the lack of fans, but also the excitement that we had once the green flag dropped.
Thanks.
Our next question will be from Phil Orban, WSOC. Go ahead with your question, Phil.
Hey, Steve, you mentioned logistics and the travel crews and things like that. Looking ahead to next week in Charlotte, what advantages are there, you know, with so many teams being so close, and what can you take from Darlington that can help you in Charlotte next week?
Yeah, there was a crew from Charlotte who was here observing kind of the entry process and what was in place. We also took them around prior and showed them kind of what we're doing in the garage area so they could have the appropriate signage and flow of traffic set up. So for us, you know, I'd say both these racetracks were equally important in terms of proximity to the shops. Obviously, Charlotte's, you know, right in the backyard, but this enabled us to put a lot of similar protocols in place. I think Charlotte's going to be ready. We had some of the health officials from Charlotte down here as well observing, and we'll follow up with them certainly post-race. But all the feedback we received from them here was very positive.
Great. Our next question will go to Alex Andreev from the Charlotte Observer. Go ahead, Alex.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I'm curious if you could follow up on what other officials. I understand that there might be some state officials there as well. And so I'm curious how kind of the breakdown is working between NASCAR officials versus state officials at the track.
In terms of from Darlington or Charlotte? Sorry.
For both, I guess. For Darlington first and then for Charlotte next week. Is it South Carolina and North Carolina officials there?
Yeah, there were a minimal amount from South Carolina and from North Carolina. We just had one of the health officials down, you know, to make sure they were observing everything that happened today. We gave them the full plan. We want to make sure that we're in step when we head up to Charlotte as well. So a small amount of folks just mostly observing and helping us out with some of the protocols. And if we can learn and add some things, we certainly want to do that.
Thank you.
Our next question will go to Bruce Martin. Go ahead, Bruce. Okay, we'll go next to Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Steve, there was one point where we heard that you guys had cautioned spotters about their social distancing, about needing more of that. Could you elaborate on what happened there, and were there any other instances of any problems with social distancing or wearing masks with any team members or anybody in the garage?
No, there was not one instance that we saw of anyone not wearing a mask. And I think there were two spotters standing next to each other out of the group. So we asked them just to move apart from each other, and they immediately went with that direction. So all in all, I think it was a great day with the industry going by all the standards we put in place, and very happy with how they conducted themselves throughout the event.
Thanks.
We'll go next to Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Steve. Great job today. I know we got one race down in Darlington and two to go, but there's a potential of weather on Tuesday and Wednesday with the tropical storm. I was just wondering if the plan was to try to race this week in Darlington, whether it was Thursday or Friday, or you go back to Charlotte and reevaluate moving forward.
Yeah, I think still too early. You know, we've seen what you've seen, Chris, but we're going to try our best to get both of those in. We would have an extra day or maybe even two on the back end of Darlington to try and get these in. A lot of that will depend, too, on television windows to make sure things are available. But we've got some built-in time, but hopefully we're able to get both races in.
Thank you.
Good deal. And now we'll go to our final question. This will be from Bruce Martin. Go ahead, Bruce.
Finally figured out my unmute button. Steve, congratulations on pulling this off. Not only was NASCAR the focus of the motorsports world today, you had a lot of eyes on you from other sports fans, also from other sports leagues. How much dialogue have you had with anybody from, say, the NBA, Major League Baseball, college sports, about how you guys were the first pioneers to kind of do this and give a little bit of a blueprint on how they may be able to get back to their sports?
Yeah, I think it's been a lot of different folks within NASCAR. I think some of us have, you know, we've talked to the NBA, certainly with IndyCar, World of Outlaws, from a racing standpoint, talked about how we do things, the PGA Tour, we've had conversations with. So a lot of folks just talking about what the best practices could be. We're a little bit unique in how we're able to go racing in terms of race cars, helmets, a lot of that equipment that's already in place. So a little bit of an advantage in terms of our athletes as well, all getting them to one race. So I think everybody was really looking forward to seeing how this works. Anything we can share with other leagues, we want to do that. We certainly wanted to get out and try and showcase our sport early, but it's in our best interest for all sports to be out there. And I think today was a good example of that. I think it was a win for the fans. And Kevin Harvick, I thought his remarks were tremendous at the end of the race and spot on and really representative of our entire NASCAR industry.
Congratulations on blazing a trail.
Thanks, sir.
Well, Steve, thanks for taking the time to join us today. And thanks again for all you do, and good luck.
Thank you guys for being patient with us. I know this is a little different, but appreciate you covering the sport and taking the time today. So thanks very much.